Blog Talk Radio.
I dream of a city called glory. It was bright and so fair. When I entered the gate, I cried, holy. The angels all welcomed me there. They led me from mansion to mansion.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I don't think I'm on. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. It is October the 17th. You have our Lord 2022. And you're listening to Gospel Gold on Talk Radio. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music we have made on these American shores has its roots in traditional African-American gospel music. It was through work songs and field hops. These are the first recorded sounds of our people in America. And they are the basic elements of the spiritual. Work songs, field hops. And from spirituals came gospel music. And from spiritual came blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, even the music that we have today, all tells the story of a people who have been resilient, who overcome adversity on these American shores. This gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It's a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation to gain moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. That's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am certainly not a DJ, but each Monday night we come to you with the very best. And what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry and all the genres of the recording industry, we invite you to go to the Facebook page, Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. On that Facebook page, you'll find information about Gospel Gold. You'll find some of the music that we play each week. You'll find the link to the Gospel Gold program. All of these programs are archived, that means you can go back at any time and hear the program that you would like to hear on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Also, on the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find articles about various Gospel artists. So we invite you to go there, be a part of the Gospel Gold community, so that we can stay in touch with you and you can stay in touch with us. Our program is sponsored by Faith and Ministry, and great listeners like you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a cash app. It starts with a dollar sign and the word Gospel Gold, one word, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. It is our tradition each Monday night before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind praying with me. Our Father, God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that what we pray tonight, what we say tonight, will be pleasing in thy sight. It will encourage people to keep on giving you praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen. And amen. We have a very interesting program tonight. Tonight we're going to Broadway. Gospel on Broadway. Our theme is You'll Never Walk Alone. Many Broadway artists have lent their talents to sing gospel music. I thought it would be a stable and African American community, black theater, and the black stage, always been a springboard for many great artists. So tonight we're going to take a look and just listen to some of the great sounds that have come from our people on Broadway stage, and we're going to come back and talk more about our program for tonight. First, from the preacher's wife, here's Whitney Houston.
I love the Lord.
Whitney Houston, I really love the Lord. In the years between the Harlem Renaissance and World War II, African-American playwrights gave birth to a vital black theater movement in the United States. It was a movement overwhelmingly concerned with the role of religion in black identity. In a time of profound social transformation fueled by a massive immigration from the rural South to the urban industrial centers of the North, scripts penned by dozens of black playwrights reflected cultural tensions, often rooted in class, that reveal competing conceptions of religion's role in the foundation of radical identity and racial understanding. Black playwrights pointed in quite different ways toward approaches to church, scripture, belief, and ritual that they deemed beneficial to the advancement of the race. Their plays were important, not only in mirroring the theological reflections of the time, but in helping to shape African-American thought about religion in black communities. Themes of these plays were in effect arguments about the place of religion in African-American lives. Tonight, we're looking at the black playwright, the black movie producer, and the role that gospel music played in their productions. Tonight, we're looking at gospel from Broadway. From the play, Hallelujah, Praise God, here is Jennifer Hudson.
Go crazy for the incredible Jennifer Hudson.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Eternally
2009, soprano Jesse Norman brought forth her audience to her work at Carnegie Hall as part of a musical called Honor, a celebration of African-American cultural legacy. As a cornerstone of the festival, Mrs. Norman wanted educational incentives to expand the audience's journey of discovery, including the first interactive version of the timeline. After the festival, the timeline became an integral part of Carnegie Hall's online educational resource and continued to serve music lovers, educators, and students around the world for more than a decade. Through generous support from the NEH and the NEA, and in collaboration with the Synoptic Office, the timeline has been reimagined and updated to serve new generations for audiences for a lifetime. Visitors to this timeline can expand their knowledge through multimedia stories, recordings of legendary musicians, and rarely seen historical images from Carnegie Hall's Rose Archives. Closely connected to Carnegie Hall initiative, presentation of the timeline examines seminal African-American music, culture, political events that have taken place at the Hall throughout the past 130 years. This timeline is a superb historical study and a celebration of living musical traditions for all to explore. There was a play called Gospel According to Broadway, and I'm going to play a few excerpts from that great soprano singer, Sister Jesse Norman. We did a feature on her not too long ago. But I wanted to come back and just let you know that she has been very integral in bringing this type of music to the forefront in the gospel recording industry. Of course, she's a great operatic voice, but she has lent her voice as well to teaching and telling the story of our people through traditional African-American gospel music. We're going to hear I Couldn't Hear Nobody Pray and You'll Never Walk Alone, our theme song.
Lord, I couldn't hear
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We have our tuxedo and our black tie on tonight. We're talking about gospel on Broadway. Here's contralto Denise Graves. Ave Maria.
Host Denise Graves.
Thank you.
That was Contralto Denise Graves. There's a book that I want to turn you on to. The book is called Religion and African American Theater from the Harlem Renaissance to World War II, written by Craig R. Prentice, New York and London, New York University Press. This book was reviewed by Dr. Michelle Manish of Bowling Green State University, and she says, in the past few years, there has been increasingly scholarly interest in the role theater played in shaping Black identity during the Harlem Renaissance. However, few theater historians have looked at what role religion played in encouraging early 20th century Black playwrights to challenge the distorted views of Blackness and Black folk. In The Staggering Faith, The Religion of African-American Theater from the Harlem Renaissance to World War II, Prentice reveals how Black playwrights dramatically used religious life to respond to race in urban Black conditions. Tonight, we are talking about Gospel on Broadway. Here's Whitten Phillips, Amazing Grace.
Amazing.
you would like to get in touch with us here at Gospel Gold, you can do so. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we could use on Gospel Gold. We would certainly like to hear from you. You can either email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, or you can leave your comments on the Facebook page, on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You can leave your comments there. From the play Gospel According to Broadway, here is I Surrender All at He.
Surrender all. turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He likes every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner call, you'll always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive. And grant a wish or make a dream come true. He can paint the clouds and turn the gray to blue. He alone knows where to find the rainbow. What lies beyond the bed? He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I.
Like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Join me next week, next Monday night, 9 p.m. for another new edition of Gospel Gold. Until we see you then, God bless you and keep on giving God the praise. We're going home tonight with Jesse Norman. Hush, somebody's calling my name.